Today, we'd like to study the title of Redeeming the Time in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 21. To align with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 7, therefore, do not be partakers with them. Why not? Question two, in verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. What does it mean? Last question, verse 21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. What does it mean? Ephesians chapters 1, 2, 3, Paul talks about what God's blessings are to us. So the group of Christians called as church. So what God's blessings are to church. Chapters 4 to 6 talk about what we or church should be doing for God. So here, the God's blessing, disciple already talked about chapter 1, verse 3 said, God blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ. So all spiritual blessing of Christ given to us, that kind of blessing. Chapter 1, verse 22-23 said, God put all things under Jesus' feet, and gave Jesus to be head of all things to the church, which is his body. Basically, God gave all creatures to Jesus, all creatures above the church. So church head Jesus, church is Jesus' body, the fullness of him, and fills all in all. Not big one, also very small one too. So cell, mitochondria, all organ, all extremely small thing too, all in all. Also chapter 2, verse 20 and 22, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom, in Jesus, the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So all universe church, we are fitting together, not only local, but also internet too. So all together is the one body. So the church is the body of Christ. The body of Christ, then is the head is Jesus. Then verse chapter 3, verse 20-21 said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the powers that works in us. So, God's words, you should ask the Lord. So God will give exceedingly abundantly, more than your prayer request and think, according to God's will. Also, today talk about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, walk in love or live in love. Verses 8 to 14, walk in light. Verses 15 to 17, walk in wisdom. The last one, 18 to 21, be filled with the Spirit. So therefore, be imitate of God as dear children. Therefore, meaning coming from previous verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgive you. Therefore, be imitator. Imitator, which means followers or a copy of God in Jesus Christ as dear children. Basically, all Christians should be imitate or copier of the Lord Jesus Christ or of God in Christ Jesus. So children meaning the children of God. Then verse 2, walk in love. Here, disciple explaining what kind of love here as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. So basically, Jesus sacrificed love, talk about, because Jesus gave himself on the cross with bloodshed for us, and that kind of love as a sacrifice to God. Here, to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Because God ordained Jesus to be a ransom for us, for a sacrifice. So here we can see Jesus sacrificed love and obedient love. Then 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, Peter said Jesus' blood is precious blood, without blemish and without spot. Then verse 3, but fornication means the sexual immorality and all uncleanness or covetousness, desire for fornication or all uncleanness. So verses 3 and 2, 7 talks about those conductors will not inherit the kingdom of God. Disciple Paul talks about three times. The first one, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10, also, such a people will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, also, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Here also, fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, which means don't talk about it, as is a fitting for saints. So which meaning not talking is proper for Christian. So if you're talking about fornication matter or covetous matter, is improper for Christians. Neither filthiness, obscene joking, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, rough or rude joking, which are not fitting, improper, but rather giving of thanks. So we'll see thanks the latter verse. For this, you know, there are no fornicator here. Those people cannot inherit in the kingdom of Christ and God. Fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. Empty words are vain words, meaningless words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So those things provoke the God's anger. So here, verse 7, question 1, do not be partakers with them, which means do not be partakers with the sons of disobedience. Why not? Because not to be contaminated with such impurity. So do not befriend with evildoers, disobedient doers. But rather than Jesus have a friendship with sinners. Why? The Luke chapter 5, verses 30 to 32. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Here we can see, we may be friends with evildoers or disobedient, non-Christian, only one purpose, to bring them to Christ. Otherwise, don't be friends with them, don't be contaminated with them, or don't condone evil thing. Verse 8 to 14 talk about walk in light. Light is, Jesus said, Jesus is, I am light. So which meaning walk in Jesus' way. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Like Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, 24. In the past tense, you were old man. So therefore put off old man. Now you are new man, put on new man. But now you are light in the Lord. So you work. You should live in Jesus' way. Work as children of light. Verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible said the fruit of the Spirit is agape love, is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So the agape love should be good, should be righteous, should be true, no falsity, no lie. Then verse 10, finding out or proving what is acceptable to the Lord. So whenever you live, you may ask by yourself, is this acceptable to the Lord? We know that the Lord didn't want even one lost sheep to come to the Lord. That is the Lord's heart, whatever circumstance. Although already saved the 99 sheep, so Jesus were much more happier, much more glad to save even one lost sheep. You know, that kind of Jesus' heart, you know, we should think of that. Also, number one is what is acceptable to the Lord. Always, whatever thing is glory for God. Number two, so whatever you are doing is related to the word of God, not your own word. So verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Here, unfruitful, which means no spiritual fruit of darkness, but rather expose them. Expose them or disclose them or reprove them, which meaning loveling in speak out for what is good, righteous or true. So God doesn't want you keep silent or somebody doing against Christianity kind thing. You should expose, you should disclose, you should tell lovingly, because we should work in Jesus' love, lovingly expose to them. So verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. At that time, all the Greek time, so a lot of Greek goddess, mysterial ritual, that is a secret ritual involving in a lot of obscenity. So that's why here it's shameful. But all things that are exposed, here, all things exposed or all things that are reproved are made manifest, are made visible by the light. Even if evildoers don't want to be exposed, it will be exposed because whatever makes manifest is a light, or whatever makes visible is a light. So here, John chapter 3, verse 20, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. So evil doers doesn't want the evil thing to be exposed, which meaning they want to tell in secret, you know, not like exposed. But the light here, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked, which means exposed and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So that is, will be exposed, it will be visible. Therefore, he said, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, spiritual death, and Christ will give you light. So simply meaning, come out of darkness, come to the light, which is Jesus. Verse 15 to 17, walk in wisdom. See then that you walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means carefully, diligently, and perfectly, not as a fool, but as a wise. Bible said the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So we should be wise. How? We should fear of God, holy fear. That time is God give God's word into our heart so we may respond to God's word. Then verse 16, redeeming the time. Redeeming the time, redeeming means buying up the time. Buying up every opportunity to last eternity. So first of all, we should be a born-again Christian. Then the Bible says, so when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, God will give us reward dependent upon our works. So the two kinds of works. One is like gold, silver, precious stones against wood, hay, straw. So because the day will declare it. Today meaning the day when Jesus is coming again, or the day when we meet the Jesus in heaven, that time it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work during its physical life of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. So whatever you are doing in God's way to last longer eternally. That's the way redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Here, disciple used the sense of urgency. The days are evil, present tense. Why? Because of the devil's aggressiveness. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, just said, here, 1 Peter said here, the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So that's why, we should redeem the time by up the time. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is to a particular person. So each person has a different the will of the Lord, depending upon for God's glory and the relevant to God's word. Also open doors, such as a husband, a wife, or a child, a daughter, or the deacon, minister, many ways, or engineer, many kind of things. Verses 18 to 21, be filled with the Spirit, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. Dissipation meaning state to disappear, which means disorderly life. That is a waste of life. But be filled with the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is filled with you. Then the Holy Spirit is working in you. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, like a blue book. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So when I drive a car, usually I listen to a spiritual song, so like they feel so blessed. Verse 20 give thanks always for all things. All things why? Not for my present problems, but for God's always works through me, through the problem. So that's why we give thanks always for all things. So today, you know, certain problem come up, so we still give thanks always for that thing, because not for problem, because God works, you know, in that problem. So that's why. So also in all things, within all things, because God is working in all things, in particular problem, no matter matter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 18 said, in all things, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything. Here, in everything, but the verse 20, for all things, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Why? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Then verse 21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. This one is submit, which means servant mind. So how? Servant mind in God, not in human being and social system, in the fear of God. In God, server to one another. Matthew chapter 20, verse 26, 28, Jesus said, whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. So